A few hours after Israeli warplanes bombed an area in Syria's Quneitra, the Israeli army said it hit 14 Syrian army posts, which led to the destruction of Syrian military sites. Tel Aviv says the attacks were in response to rocket fire from Syria. Syrian sources say a soldier was killed and several others injured in the Israeli attacks. Israeli warplanes also targeted a vehicle in the Golan Heights, killing 5 Syrian citizens.
The security situation in the Golan is very alarming. There are several armed gangs in the region that are fighting against the Syrian army. Israel will not stand on the sidelines because it has an interest to intervene against the Syrian army.
Here we see the area where the Syrian army is fighting foreign-backed militants. This area is just hundreds of meters away from the occupied territories, and the Israeli army is closely watching the fight between militants and Syrian forces. Recent gains by the Syrian army and resistance fighters in several key hubs have made Tel Aviv increasingly worried. A few days ago, the Israeli army launched a big training program for several units in the occupied Golan Heights under the pretext of setting up a safe area. In the latest developments, 4 rockets exploded in an open field in the northern Galilee region and the Golan Heights, while Israeli warplanes conducted 2 attacks against the Syrian army. It seems Tel Aviv is considering playing a stronger role in the war on Syria on the next phase. Hamad Awaidat for Press TV, the occupied Golan Heights.